Hello, you're listening to the Sunday Show Tunes podcast. I'm Paul.
And I'm Maureen. Coming up on today's episode, we'll be chatting with one of our favorite West End stars, Alex Young, about her part in a brand new musical.
Bluff is a new musical comedy that's been written exclusively for radio, starring Alex Young and Matt Cavendish. It's written by Matt with music and lyrics by Ed Sanders. We're delighted that Alex Young, friend of the show and sometimes co-presenter, is with us now. Woo! Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi. I'm very, very happy to be here with you both.
It's been far too long.
It really has.
Way too long.
Really too long. So tell us a little bit about Bluff.
Well, Bluff is quite extraordinary. Been written by a dear friend of mine, Ed Sanders, and Matt Cavendish. It's sort of a madcap musical tale with a quite prescient concept of a world in which everybody lies to get to the top.
Oh.
apart from the sort of the central man who is trying to live life nobly, but where he sort of comes up against rather many toils and trials along the way.
So how did you get involved?
Well, I've known Ed for years, actually, and I've known his work as composer for a long time, and I sang an early version of a song called Vols, which I believe you might be hearing later. And I just thought, this is brilliant. I can't imagine the musical in which this song exists, so I'm just thrilled to get to know it. So it was Ed brought me in, but I've known Matt's work as an actor and a comedian and for quite some time. Yeah, I just thought, what an exciting project.
Now, the show has been written exclusively for radio. So Alex, what are the challenges or freedoms that presents?
Oh, God. I mean, I think the challenges come when you're working with a script. I suppose not necessarily so much for us, but how to tell a story purely aurally without any visual sort of cues, if you like. So they did that extraordinarily well. It was quite amusing to try and get sort of a sense of like place and distance. But actually, I think the thing with all sort of challenges, limitations, if you like, although I wouldn't really call doing things already a limitation, but it does make you more creative, and it sort of opens up the way to be quite experimental vocally, because you sort of have to heighten everything just to try and communicate a sense of place and communicate a kind of sense of physicality as well. So and the character I was playing is completely bonkers, so that was quite fun to just have to do that vocally, both in dialogue and in song. So it was a wonderful challenge, and also just not to have to worry about dancing, because let's face it, she's a mover. It was just terrific, and we had a lot of fun and we did it all quite swiftly, but we had a really good fun week on it.
Has to be said, actually, listening to the song, which our listeners will get to listen to a bit later, and you, it's a perfect match of performer and material, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Anyone that can make Vols sexy, that's a winner in my book.
Well, thank you. I can. Yeah, I've been told I make rodent hot, so.
I'd take it. Pop that on your LinkedIn. So you've just finished playing Nellie Forbush in the Chichester Festival Theatre production of South Pacific. I always struggle with Pacific. Taking over from Gina Beck because she was to have a baby and you role shared. How did that feel for you, taking over kind of a role in a rep company?
It was lovely. It's not something I've ever done before. I've not sort of done any of those big long-running shows, so I've never had the experience of jumping into a part that someone else has created. So it was a great challenge, actually. And also I sort of knew that with Dan Evans directing it, who I've worked with many times now, lucky girl, I sort of trusted that he wasn't going to expect me to just come in and copy Gina, just, just sort of in that way. So that was nice. So I knew that I was going to have some freedom to find my Nelly. and I think it was, but I think Gina and I were a good match in some ways. Looking at our careers, you wouldn't necessarily think of us as the same sort of actor, but actually I think as people we're quite similar, and I think the way we approach work is very similar. And again, I trusted that she was going to make something of the character that I would inherently agree with, and indeed that was the case. And we're great pals as well, and both mothers, so you know, we worked on Showboat together at the Crucible with Dan, and so yeah, there was never going to be any awkwardness or weirdness between us, and just support and love, which there was. And yeah, it was gorgeous, and the show was so fantastic. It's the first time I've ever seen a show before I've done it, and I saw it first on press night, and I just was so thrilled to be watching the show. It's the first big show I think I'd seen since
COVID. My gosh, lockdown.
Oh God, and as soon as the lights went down right at the start of the night, the audience just erupted into applause spontaneously. It was wonderful. And so it was lovely to watch what I was going to be doing, the costumes I was going to be wearing, the gentleman I was going to be kissing. All of this is wonderful. I just had the happiest summer, and the theatre was so great with me being a mum, because I had my little girl Maggie with me, and they were so accommodating and so helpful. And
that's so fantastic. That actually leads me to my next question, which is, up next you are going to be starring in one of our favorites. I think it's Paul's favorite.
It is
She
my favorite.
Loves Me at Sheffield Crucible Theater, and you know, that's a perfect question. I want to know, how do you balance that being a mum, you know, having Maggie? How does that work?
I mean, any working mum, any working parent will know it's difficult. You know, you can't be inherently selfish anymore. You can't just go, what, that job? Yeah, I'll do that. There is just much more to consider. But again, The Crucible and Rob Hasty and Dan Bates have been so excellent in accommodating me, because Maggie again will be with me. Arrangements have been made, and I feel very lucky. And it's obviously the right thing to do. It's the right thing for people to do. But I do appreciate it's not easy. It's not always cheap. But you know, I think it's wonderful that these great examples have been set recently, and just hopefully that can continue, because I know for some mums it is a decision to have, you know, have a baby or have a career, and I just think world should that be a question or a choice? So you know, because my priorities haven't changed necessarily, and my desire to work is no less intense but you know, to be able to be mum and to be an actor is a great privilege. I'm very, very glad.
Nice to hear that producers and directors, you know, are welcoming that, because I, you know, being a mom myself, I don't think it should be an either or situation, you know?
No, of course. I mean, you know, our job it can be rather all encompassing, you know, kind of just in terms of the practical side, you know, it's a lot of work, and there's a lot of hours, and not the most friendly hours sometimes, and just emotionally and mentally it's quite an all-consuming job, but there's no reason why it can't work.
But you also mentioned, you said that like most working mums, but unlike most working mums, you're going to Sheffield for Christmas, so that kind of takes you away from your support network.
Well, it does. So you just sort of hope that you can create a temporary one. And again, you know, I've worked, this will be my sixth time at the Crucible.
Which really?
I feel so ludicrously lucky. I just love the theatre, and I love the people, and I love Sheffield. The people in Sheffield are just the nicest. So I have no doubt that a support network will be there.
Oh, I love it.
Exciting times. And great, as you say, it's just so good that there's no reason that the mums who are actors shouldn't be able to job share in many ways, like you did with Gina at Chichester. Yeah. It's like that, there seems to be no reason that shouldn't happen.
No, especially, I suppose, you know, if the circumstances are as happy as they were when it was a sharing between Gina and I, where we're friends and previous colleagues and have like mutual respect and understanding. Mm. There is no reason why that can't happen.
So I've got a couple of questions here just to finish up our interview. Is your usually busy writing, is there any new writing on the cards from you?
Yes, my writing partner Kate Marley and I have just workshopped our musical, excuse my French, may I say this? Can I say the F word?
No, you may not say the F word.
You cannot.
Let's say its working title anyway is F in Marrakesh. and that's it. It's, we've been working on it for some time, but in earnest, I say, you know, we spent the last year during lockdown sort of really nailing it down. And we've had a great workshop on the script and we've just been in the studio recording a demo. We've had some support financially, which has been so great. And we're really excited about it and really hopeful for it for the future, actually.
I'm excited for that interview, Maureen. Yeah, we're going to skirt around that one.
We're just going to have to bleep every other.
Yeah, but it's really great. I'm really pleased with it. We've had such fun. It's a really enjoyable but quite challenging piece, I think, as the title might suggest.
I cannot wait to hear it. So final question, maybe questions. A bucket list role. You've played a lot of iconic musical theatre characters in your career so far. Is there one that has got away or one that you would love to play?
I'd love to play the baker's wife in Into the Woods. And also,
oh my goodness, I would love to see that.
Wouldn't that be good?
How do we make this happen?
How do we make this happen? So, no, there's that. But you know, my secret one, and I would say secret, I'd love desperately, but I think it might pass me by, Sally Bowles in Cabaret. I just think I would be.
Oh, yes.
I'd be cracking.
Why do you think it's passed you by?
How old are you? You're not 58.
Well, I think I've been very lucky. Let me think about if I can say this diplomatically. I think I've been quite lucky with some of the directors I've worked with that have been able to see me as not just a curvy comedy lass, that they have thought that I could play serious heroine. So maybe what's possible, like, or just these opportunities. You know, the thing is about, I've been saying this recently about roles you want to play, it's never just about whether you're good enough or whatever, just a lot of things have to align. The project has to be there in the first place, the sort of director that wants you, the sort of theatre you want to work at if you're available, just lots of things have to align to happen. So bucket lists are lovely to have, and when they come along, it's great.
Well, you say about directors seeing you in roles, when it was announced that you were going to be in She Loves Me, I was like, is it going to be Amalia? Is it going to be Alona? You could have played both, you know, get the ice cream song. Alona doesn't really sing, does she? So.
But she does get Trip to the Library, which is an absolute
great song.
And lovely Kaiser Hamlin's going to be extraordinary.
So much talent in that cast. Alex Young, we are out of time, but please let's not leave it quite so long until you come back next time.
Never. I'd love to come back whenever you like.
And well,
we will see you in Sheffield.
We will see you in Sheffield for that overnight sleepover.
Hooray.
And we have got a track coming up from Bluff here. This is Vols.
In Napoli, we had nothing to eat, you see. Such misery. But the voles, bereft of food, we would never complain or brood with gratitude, 'cause the voles, the days were long. and all our bits went numb. But we would do what's needed to survive. The winds were strong.
The winds were strong.
Terrain was rough.
Terrain was tough.
But there was hope to a
climb.
For slinking out of cracks and holes with small, delicious packs of foals. We had voles for breakfast, voles for tea, voles for you, yes, and voles for me. We'd have gladly sold our souls for some cornflakes, but we had voles. I like the tails.
She likes the tails.
I love the feet.
She loves the feet.
And all that's in between.
And all that's in between.
When we would eat, I'd feel complete, alive. And on the night patrols, we'd go dancing with the voles, say oop-poo, doop-poo. We'd partner with the vole and go skipping round a pole, say oop-poo, doop-poo. And one little cub would invite me to a vole dancing club nearby, where a good-looking vole who I'd been involved with turned and poured my eye. Oh, I love those must-align little rodents. What can I say? Our bodies just must align. Lolly, bring that stubby little nubbin over here. Show me the claws. And the teeth. Let me squeal. That's okay. Oh, now everybody, bring me the chair. Now, lift me up. Very good. Lift me up again. Time to take Mama home!
Vows for breakfast, vows for tea, vows for heart, vows for shoes. They'd have gladly sold their souls for some little furry vows.
We'd have killed for cornflakes in our bowls when all the was
Alex Young and Jeremy Lloyd and company singing voles from the original cast recording of Bluff, music and lyrics there by Ed Zonders.
For more details and to stream Bluff, head over to the website bluffmusical.com.
Well, that's it for this episode. We'd like to say a huge thank you to Alex Young for joining us.
If you've enjoyed listening, don't forget to subscribe on your favorite listening platform.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Maureen.
And you've been listening to the Sunday Show Tunes podcast.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye. Bye.